Gemara says, "Boy minei Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok, hamaskir bayis lechaver b'arbasar ches kasei baduk." He says the Gemara, "Lamai nafkamina lishayle. What difference does it make? Just ask him." Deleisa lahai lishaluule. He answers, "He's not here." Laachuche lahai mai. Are we matriach the soicher to be bodek or not? So Rabbeinu David explains what was the Gemara's question lishaluule. Asking. Says Rabbeinu David, we gave out the Mar Mekoymus, that if he would be in the town, Ein lecha lismoich al chazaka kishefsher lamoid al birur hadavar. You can't be soimach on the chazaka.
Why not?
Because it's efsher lamoid al birur hadavar. This is an idea called efsher livirurei. When something is efsher livirurei, then we don't rely on chazakas. What?
Do we see this in every case?
Says, we'll see that in a second. Al zeh, right now. Al zeh, right now, Moshe. Al zeh, somach harav al fasi, shekosav aperakama dechulin, deloy amrinan roiv mitzvina tzoshchita mumchim heim elakite leisa, aval ki iso tzaruch bedika, imhu mumche. Other places also, that Rav Alfas is applying this as a rule all over. Anytime it's Efshur Levirure, you have to be Mevarer.
He said, right. And if he didn't do
interesting, it, he says, Roiv and Chazaka.
If he didn't do it, can you be silent on the Chazaka? Because they could have.
What does that mean? What do you mean if he didn't do it?
If he didn't check it.
It's Chayv to check.
And if he didn't do it, can you be silent on the Chazaka?
But no, it's Chayv to check.
He's not checking. He didn't check.
No, what does it mean now? What does now mean? Go check.
Now
check now.
Two
no, he doesn't have to check. He has to ask the person.
He can ask.
Why can't it?
Can you be some?
Oh, you're saying if the person, he was supposed to ask him and then the person left. Is that what you're saying? Okay, that might depend. I don't know. Akoponim, this is what Rabbeinu David says. The Ritva says a little different than Rabbeinu David. Some people want to vise spar from here. They want to learn from here. Anytime it's efshel levure, it's efshel lemekim ala demilso to know the truth. That's what we just saw from the Rabbeinu David, right? In the name of Rav Alfas. That's exactly what he just saw. Because of Marit. I hold not like that, says the Ritva. I hold you can be soimach on a chazaka. And if it's like the din of, by someone shechted or bedikas sakin, you do not have to ask him. You don't have to check the sakin. You can rely on over there. It's roiv, as we pointed out, but you can't.
Right, so you don't have to say that
they're arguing. See, either arguing in the halacha, the Rav Alfasal said you do have to check. And right now, the Ritva is saying, you don't have to check.
Oh, they're talking about in this specific thing.
That same exact case. What's with our Gemara? Yesh loymar, she'ein kol ha'chazokos shavois. They're not all the same. You don't have to say every single case is exactly identical. In some cases, if you have a chazaka, like in our case, what's going to be the din if you have a chazaka? Can you be soymech if it's efshel levarer? No. In some cases, if you have a chazaka, like for example over there, which we call roiv, maybe it's like a stronger thing, do you have to be mevarer? Can you rely on the chazaka? Do you have to be mevarer? You can rely on the chazaka. So it's zaventzuch. But both the Rabbeinu David and the Ritva agree. What is pshat in our Gemara when the Gemara says nishayle? What does the Gemara mean to say? If you can ask him, you have to ask him. You're mechuyev to ask him. What? They're arguing if you can apply what we see here to other places. Just because over here we see Nishayle, does that mean everywhere when you could see, do you have to or not? That's the machloikas. No. Roiv, he means the din of roiv. He doesn't mean in most places. Oh. The din of roiv mitzvina tzoshchita mumchim, which allows you to eat it, You can you rely on that roiv, or do you have to be mavar?
Why?
Rabbeinu David seems to be saying anywhere where you have a way to be mavar when you're in a situation of suffix, you can't rely on your chazaka. And the Ritzah says sometimes you can rely on the chazaka, sometimes you can't rely on the chazaka. It depends. Lo kala chazaka is shavais.
His chazaka here is also a chazaka from
the
suffix. So
he seems to be saying the stronger chazakas and weaker chazakas. Perhaps the pshat is as follows.
By Sveikim, if you're able to be Mavar, then you have to. So by Chazaka, just that if the probability chances that this.
Who says you have to be Mavar?
By Sveikim?
What does that mean? Yeah, what do you mean by Sveikim?
If you can figure out what the din the suffix is, for sure you have to check.
Why do you have to check? If you have a Chazaka, then you don't have to.
Why? It's only it's a possibility. It's most likely this happened, but if you're able to verify.
If you have a Chazaka, you have a Chazaka. Who said? You have to check. If you have a chazaka, that's the whole discussion. Do you have to be mavar? If there's no chazaka, so then it's aser because it's aser because it's a suffix. But if you have a chazaka, who said you have to be mavar? That's good for the discussion. The Rabbeinu David says you always have to be mavar, and the Ritva says some chazakas yes, some chazakas no. It depends on the chazakas. The chayra, the shay is going to be as follows. It's mavur, and I don't want to go into all the details. There's two different types of chazakas. There's one chazaka, which the chazaka gives you clarity. The chazaka is strong enough to give you clarity. There's another chazaka which it doesn't necessarily give you clarity, but it tells you under the circumstances you are allowed to fear Zach, to act as if. We'll allow you. I don't know for sure, but you can do this. You have enough to go on. It's a chazaka that has a reis, so a chazaka doesn't have a reis. I don't want to go into the details exactly, but that's going to be the two chazakas that are in front of us. The chazaka has a reis, which means a chazaka that has a chink in the chazaka, then it's not strong enough to give you clarity. A chazaka, ukme a chazaka, I'd rather not go into the full details, but what I mean is as follows. If the chazaka gives you clarity, so I have a way of being mevarer from somewhere else. Do I have to be mevarer from somewhere else? No, why not? Because it's already clear. I have to be mevarer. It's clear already. I got it. I got a chazaka. What do you want me? What do you got over there? What for? I already have clarity. So what's the need to be mevarer? So therefore, when you have that type of chazaka, no need to be mevarer. But there's another type of chazaka which is not clarity. Which another type of chazaka just says, listen, under circumstances will allow you to be noyeg this way. Yeah, but I can have clarity. Oh, if you can have clarity, go get clarity. For sure. For sure we should get clarity. So the chayra, that's what the Ritva is saying. Loi kol ha-chazaka is shavos. There are chazakas that are stronger chazakas. You don't have to be mevarer. There are chazakas that are weaker chazakas that you do have to be mevarer. What's the difference, strong or weaker? It's not just like one is 90, you know, one has 90 strength, the other one is 80 strength. There's a chazaka which gives you clarity. You don't have to clarify if I have clarity. There's a chazaka that even though I'm not klor, I can still be noyeg this way. There, if you can be mevarer, be mevarer. Chor does the pshat.
Can we get a case of the chazaka that gives clarity? Because it would seem that if you can specifically clarify,
what?
Like in this case, if you can go and ask the person, it seems like
roiv mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchen heim, which means that we're going to assume that the roiv is over there. It's I have clarity that this person is a mumcha. Roiv is a birur.
If you can clarify it, it seems like if you can actually ask the person,
but it's already clear. It's really clear.
I don't want you to ask.
It's not that clear. You can ask.
But I don't have a suffix anymore. I have no suffix. So what's your problem?
Because of Rive.
Yeah, Rive is that has created enough clarity for me. So therefore, I don't need to make more clarity. I don't need more. I don't know if there's a din that I have to get more clear. I have clarity, so therefore I'm able to do it.
Yeah, but let's say then it does become a problem.
What does that mean? It does become a problem.
Let's say, just because Rove cases weren't good, let's say let's say the Shaykh had done something wrong and the case isn't good.
But we don't have a suffix. Right. But there's no reason to have a suffix. Rove told me that this is okay. So therefore, I don't know. If a person is saying, look, even though I don't know, but I can act as if this is good, I'm allowed to be to assume, but I don't have. But what we're saying, Roiv Chazlis Chazaka creates clarity. So therefore, what the Torah tells you is that you can assume the Roiv. Assume it. That's right. This is what it is. Let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a question. Okay. This is what Chaim does. You go to court. You're in a Sanhedrin. 50% of the people in the Sanhedrin tell us that he's Chayiv Misa. 21% of the people in Sanhedrin say he's not Chayiv Misa. Do you kill him? You kill him? What? 50%, 50 of the Dayanim say he's Chayiv Misa. 21 Dayanim say he's not Chayiv Misa. You kill him?
Yeah.
You do. Why? Because of Roiv. Roiv, but maybe he's not Chayiv Misa. How can I kill him? Maybe he's not Chayiv Misa. I could kill someone who's not Chayiv Misa. Safik nefashis lahakel. How can I kill him? Safik nefashis. Roiv tells me, no, you don't have to be, no, don't worry about that. Forget it. He's Chayiv Misa. You have clarity. Now, do I know for absolutely positive that I see him kill? No, but Roiv tells me you don't have to worry about that. That's what Roiv is doing. So over here, there are different degrees of ways that we could deal with a suffix. There are different types of chazakas. There are some chazakas that give me clarity. Does that mean it's impossible that it's not right? No, but I don't have to be in a suffix. There's no suffix on that.
If you're about to eat the meat and a sheikh comes and says that I did it and it wasn't kosher, I have a chazakas. I can see it. I can eat it anyway.
If Eid Echad can break a chazaka, then Eid Echad breaks a chazaka. The chazaka's not here anymore.
He said, I did it.
It depends if Eid Echad breaks the chazaka, but then you don't have your chazaka anymore.
There's no case here, there's no chazaka of Rov, it's not.
No.
What's the chazaka?
What, the Cheskes Baruch, you mean?
Yeah.
The Cheskes Chaver?
Most people check. Yeah.
Whatever the Cheskes.
Sounds like Rov.
Whatever. The point is that even within the, it's not a question of if you call it Roiv, you call it Chazaka. Even within Chazakas, there's different types of Chazakas. Even within Roivs, it could be that there's different degrees. The point is, we're just saying that you can have two different types of Chazakas. A Chazaka that you feel you have clarity on, there's no need to be Mavar. A Chazaka that you don't have clarity on, you do need to be Mavar. And that's the Chayra Pshan in the Ritva. The Ritva says, Lo Kal Chazaka Shavas. What does he mean? Why are they not all equal? Because some of them are stronger and they don't need to be mavar. Some of them are weaker. What's going to be pshat in Rabbeinu David? Rabbeinu David says, all chazakas, if you can be mavar, you have to be mavar. All chazakas, if you can be mavar, you have to be mavar. Why? He doesn't hold that lo kol chazakas shavos? Of course he does. Everyone knows lo kol chazakas shavos. There's different types of chazakas, different levels of chazakas. So how can Rabbeinu David say, I see from here, says the name of the Rif, I see from here, all chazakas out the window. If it's Efshalavar, Efshalavar. L'chayra, Rabbeinu David holds, I don't care that the chazakas are different. You're right, they're different. That doesn't rock my world. Why? I'm thinking perhaps the pshat is as follows. What is the yisoid that you, when something's Efshalavar, you have to be Mavar? How do you understand that? How do you understand that? Something's Efshu Levar.
So you can come and what's actually going on, so you know whether or not Lamaisa, whether it was done right or not.
But you have a Chazaka.
Yeah,
so one pshat is that you better to be 100% than 70, right? That would be one pshat in what Efshu Levar. I have another pshat in Efshu Levar. This other pshat in Efshu Levar is the Pnei Yeshua says the following thing. Let's say a person wants to eat a piece of meat. Roiv meat in this town is from a kosher shechita, right? He's the meat in front of him, and there's a wrapper. There's a wrapper there. And he goes, I don't know if this is from kosher meat or not kosher meat. I have a chazaka, is a roiv, is a chazaka, so I could eat it. You say, what are you doing? He said, well, I don't know. Why don't you know? Because I can't see. So, why don't you look? But I have a suffix. I have a suffix. I don't know. I didn't see the wrapper. I can't see the wrapper. I don't know. It's like, buddy, look at the wrapper. But I have a suffix. That's not called a suffix. Hold on a second. Hold on. That's not called a suffix. When the Vort says the Pnei Yeshua, if it's Efshel Levrure, It's not the pshat, I can know 100%, therefore I might as well know 100%. I can't rely on chazaka, because chazaka is when you have a suffix. There's no suffix here. Don't be like, act as if you don't know. Just ask him, then you could know. It's very simple to know. I don't know. I don't know if it's buttock or if it's not buttock. I don't know. Maybe he checked. Why don't you ask him? I don't know. Just ask him. I have a suffix. No, you don't have a suffix. In order to go after chazaka, there has to be a suffix. If this, what's the din of this meat? If it's Efshel Levar, it's not Chal the Suffolk. Different pshat, Rabbi Yisai. I want to get clear, two different pshatim. The pshat that Oilam was saying in Efshel Levar is, listen, Chazaka 70%. Ask someone, you get 100%, why rely on 70 if you can get 100? That's one pshat in Efshel Levar. Chazaka is not strong enough, I have something stronger. The pshat that Pnei Yeshua is saying is something totally different. He's saying, look, if you can know, then it's not called you have a suffix. You don't have the right to rely on a chazaka. If you can know yourself, you can't. There's no suffix here. Chazaka, sir, I don't know. What should I do? Go ask a chazaka. I don't know. What should I do? Go after Roif. But if I could really know, I just choose not to know. You can't go on chazaka if you choose not to know. Just ask the guy. You're choosing not to know.
He's an
Egoist. How does
the Roif
answer this?
He's Neman. He's Neman. What? Hold on. These are the two different pshatim in Efshel Levar. Two different pshatim. So I suggest as follows. If the pshat in Efshel Levar is, we're saying, look, don't rely on 70% if you have 100%. Says the Ritva, some chazakas are 100%. We have no suffix. Some chazakas are 100%. They're fine. So you have to be mivar. You don't have to be mivar. The chazak is good. If I have a weak chazaka, don't rely on a weak chazaka. If I could have a stronger that I got, that makes sense.
That's a chazaka that would be 100%.
100% just means that you don't have a suffix. It doesn't mean that. It means it's
not a chazaka.
What?
Chazaka is only when it's not 100%.
Chazaka itself makes that you don't have a suffix anymore. You have clarity. Chazaka gave you enough that now I could say I don't have any conscience. I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. Is it possible? It's still possible. I'm not nervous. I don't have nerves.
It's not 100%.
Yeah, what I mean by 100% is that you don't have nerves. Right, you're right. It's not really 100%.
Roy, there's a famous criteria. If the Roy makes it 100%,
Roy definitely makes it you don't have a suffix anymore. The question is, Roy mahapechid or not mahapechid? Kipshuta Roy is a bureau of sorts. So, the point is, you have a better chazaka. Better chazuk, I'm not nervous. You're telling me, why rely on this? I get, because I have plenty. I have enough, this is enough to be believed. Says the Ritva, but if I have a shvacher chazuka needs to have a birur. A starker chazuka doesn't need to have a birur. A shvacher chazuka doesn't need to. Because if the word of Efshel Levar is that why rely on this if you could have better? That's only if this is weak sauce. If you tell me this is not a good beer, so get me something better. But if you tell me you have a strong chazaka, you're good. You're fine. I don't need to go run after maybe this, maybe that. I don't need to. That's the way the Ritva learns. However, if you learn the Yisoid of Efshel Levar is that if I could know, then I don't have the right to rely on chazaka. I can't get off the chazaka doesn't get off the ground if it's Efshel Levar. I can't say like this, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Look. What do you mean you don't know? Ask. So then any chazakas won't work. I can't do a chazaka if it's Efshel Levar. It doesn't make a difference how good the chazaka is going to be. But I can't go into the chazaka mode. Chazaka is only when you have a suffix. I have a suffix. I don't know. What do you mean ask him? Well, I don't want to ask him. What do you mean? You don't have a suffix. You don't have the right to go into chazaka. Chazaka is a psak in Hilchus Sveikas. Mi Sveika ukmea chazaka. Mi Sveika, you go basaroiv. But if there's no suffix, so then it doesn't make a difference how good your chazaka is going to be. You don't have the right to do that until you clarify if there's a suffix here, b'chla.
You can't say that some chazakas are like knowing that it's like that. It's
chazakas only is, even if it's an ansadi, it's only midin suffix.
Yeah, but that's, it's like knowing, it's the same.
Chazaka is a psak in Hilchus Sveikas. There has to be a suffix in order for us. In order for us to have a chazaka, there's no suffix. So there's no suffix here. The suffix wasn't chal yet. In order for us to go to a chazaka, a chazaka is
Sure.
What'd you say?
Right now I'm in a suffix because I'm not sure.
That's not called a suffix. If you could ask him, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if
right,
you're really.
I have a chazaka that tells me that he did.
You can't go to chazaka because there's no suffik yet.
The chazaka is instead of the berure.
There's no like chazaka is a psak in sveikus. You can't do that. The Torah tells you when you have a suffik, you can go basar chazaka. When you have a suffik, you can go basar roiv. When it's Evshel Avruya, what the Torah is saying is not a called a suffik. So therefore, then you can't go to chazaka. There's no, the chazaka was the suffik was never chal.
It's a suffik.
It is a suffik.
You can open up your eyes.
Every time I don't know something, it's a suffik.
That's not true.
Right now, I don't
that know. Is not true. That's exactly what the Pnei Yeshua is saying now. That's exactly what he's saying. If you don't know something, it doesn't make it a suffik. Open your eyes. You don't know. Okay, that's not called a suffik. The suffik's not chal. If you could ask someone, that's not a suffik. I could say, I don't know if this is trade for kosher. I could eat it because it's a roiv. What do you mean? Just look at the wrapper. I don't want to look at the wrapper. I have a suffik. That's not called a suffik. That's called a person who's intentionally not knowing. But yeah, if you could be mavar, that's it says the Pnei Yeshua, that's not called a suffik. So if that's true, it doesn't make any difference how strong your chazak is. Strong chazakas, weak chazakas, it's all the same. Akopara Rabbi Yisai, the Ritva Rabbeinu David, they're both saying there's a din of Efshar Levrure. If you could ask, you need to ask. And that's Pshat and Gemara. Dach Sochmir in the Rambam, Ken Zayin, we see a different Mahalach. Ken Zayin. Let's take a look at the Rambam for a second, my friends. The Rambam we have in the, those of you that have in the back of the Gemara, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam brings the din of our Gemara. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam brings the din of our Gemara. What does the Rambam say? Yeah, what we're looking for is what's not there, but we'll look at it. Perek Beis, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Yud Zayin. It's there's not much to read. So, which one is that? No, I don't know. I don't know if it does. We could look in it. It's not much. Don't worry about it. You don't have to. What we're seeing is what it doesn't say, Moish. So, Perek Beis Chametz U'Matzah Halacha Yud Zayin. Hamaskir Bayis Stam Barbasar. Someone who rents a house Stam on the 14th. Hareze Becheskas Baduk. Ve'en Atzarech Livdoik. If you rent a house on the 14th, it's Bechezkas Baduk, and you don't have to check. That's all the Rambam says. Estachroinim. Hold on a second. Why doesn't the Rambam say that if he's in the town, you have to ask him? Is asking him like just an option? What did the Rabbeinu David say? Ein lecha lismach al chazaka k'she'efshar laman al bira davar. Therefore, you have to ask him. The Rambam doesn't bring it.
Maybe he's saying it's obvious.
What does it mean it's obvious?
I don't know, maybe to him, it's not what Yeshua says.
Like, what?
If it's clearly, it's something that's clearly, maybe the Rabbanan saying like, well, Pnei Yeshua. Like it's so obvious that you have to go ask if you could. It must be talking about a case where you
The Gemara says it over here. So the Gemara, see, this is the Makar. This is the Makar. If anywhere the Ram should say it, he should say it over here. This is where we learn it from. As we said, Alzeh Samach Rav Alfasi. So this is the Makar. So why doesn't the Ramam bring it?
What does the Ramam say?
The Ram just says if you rent a house from someone, Cheskas Balak. You don't have to check. What do you mean? Ask him. Ram should say, if he's not in the city, then you can assume that it's Cheskas Baduk. Why doesn't Ram say that? It sounds like the Rambam. Sounds like the Rambam. Learns the Gemara's. Maybe the Gemara's question was something totally different. The Gemara's question was a very practical question. Listen. Who cares if it's Cheskas Baduk or not Cheskas Baduk? Why don't you just ask him? Like, Lamay Nafka Mina. The Gemara doesn't mean to ask a lumdish question. The Gemara is asking a practical question. Like, what do you drag me a cup? Cheskas Baduk, ein Cheskas Baduk. Why don't we just ask him and then we'll avoid the whole question? Are you mechuyev to... No, forget about that. But this is not a practical... This is just a... The Gemara is just saying, like, practically, lamay nafka mina, lamay nafka mina. Leshulei, just ask him. Well, do you have to... Who cares? You do... But just ask him. Rambam says the nafkamina is he's not around to ask. But do you have to ask him? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe the Gemara is not saying you're mechuyev to ask. Could be according to the Rambam. It's not true. Chazaka, efshe levure, don't have to.
So what's the answer to the Gemara? Just say you don't have to. If I say, oh, he's not here.
The Gemara's question wasn't if you have to or not. Gemara is just asking a very simple question. We're not clearing theoretical questions. This is not like, let me ask you a theoretical, like what would be theoretically if there would, you ask me something practical. What's practical nafkamin over here? What do you mean? Is Cheskes Baruch or not? He's just going to ask the guy. This is not going to make a difference. This is not something that needs to be discussed because it's because he's just going to know. He's just going to ask the guy.
What is the Rambam's answer? The Rambam should just answer that we don't need to do. You don't need to ask him.
But listen, can he ask him?
Yeah.
So there's no nafkamina. He doesn't need to. It's not that we're saying is that practically this is not something that's ever going to come up. Is it a theoretical nafkamina? Yes. Does he have to ask him? But he's going to ask him. Theoretically, this is it's the Gemara doesn't clear theoretical questions. Someone was saying this pshat yesterday. Who was anyone here was suggesting this pshat in the Gemara? Gemara is just asking my nafkamina l'shaile. Just ask him. Didn't mean necessarily. Could be the Rambam is understanding. The Gemara is just asking a very practical question.
According to the Rambam, if the guy's next to me, doesn't have to ask him.
You're right, he doesn't have to, but he's going to.
So what difference does it make if he's here or not? First, ask the answer, he's not here. Who cares?
No, now we have to know. Now I have to know. Is it Cheskes Baruch or not? If he's here, so I can just ask him. Not that I'm a chuyev.
You do have to ask him.
No. No.
Shut.
No. We're saying as follows. The Gemara asks, is it Cheskes Baruch or not? Now, if he's here to tell me, who cares if it's Cheskes Baruch? He's going to tell me. Says the Gemara, he's not here, so he's not going to be able to tell me. Now I need to know, is it Cheskes Baruch or not? Do I have to check or do I not have to check? But the Gemara wasn't saying, if he's here, I need to ask him. The Gemara is just saying, this question is never going to make a difference. This is never going to come up, because every person who's there, when he rents a house, what's he going to say to the guy? By the way, did you check the house? That's normal. Come on, he's not going to ask. Everyone's going to ask. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if he's not here, I can't ask him. I'm not going to be able to ask him. Then I have to know. Do I have to check the house or not? The Gemara's just trying to find a practical nafkamina. But maybe the Rambam holds when it comes to a chazaka, you don't need to know. Kira Rabbi said, if this is true, let's get back to what happened yesterday. We're going back another step. The Gemara asked the Shaila, Cheskes Baruch, Ein Cheskes Baruch. The Achronim asked the question, who cares if it's Cheskes Baruch, Ein Cheskes Baruch? Even if it's Ein Cheskes Baruch, it's Safik Dirabanan. Safik Dirabanan, you go. Lekula. We said three answers. Either it's because it's considered to be that it's Chazik Isura, because it's Chazik, there's Chametz, or you don't go Safik Dirabanan Lekula when it comes to Chametz, because Chametz, we shattered the din of Safik Dirabanan Lekula because it was Al Safik Niskana. The Ram Chalava. Ram Chalava says, can't rely on Safik Darabana Lakula because Efshel Levara. Efshel Mekim Aladim Elsa. Why? Just check. So if it's Safik, if it's Ein Cheskes Baruch, you're going to have to check again. If it's Cheskes Baruch, then you're good. We ask the question, okay, but then what's the next line of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Cheskes Baruch, Ule Sheule. Ule Sheule, what do you mean? Why do you have to ask him? Chazaka is good. Chazaka, you don't have to be mevarech chazakas. What do I see in the next one? You do have to be mevarech chazakas. So why did the Gemara before say that if it's Cheskes Baruch, I don't have to check again? But if it's in Cheskes Baruch, I do have to check again. And now the Gemara says it's Cheskes Baruch, I have to ask him. So it's a steer in the Maram Chalava. Do we say that when it's Cheskes Baruch, you don't have to be mevarech? Or when it's Cheskes Baruch, you do have to be mevarech? If Cheskes Baruch, you don't have to be mevarech. So what's the Gemara's question, Lashule? And if Cheskes Baruch, you do have to be Mavar, so then why was the Gemara asking Cheskes Baruch? The Maram Chalava says, just check again. That's called Efshel Levara. Just check again. That's what we said Pshat in Ein Cheskes Baruch. Ein Cheskes Baruch also has a heter. The heter of Ein Cheskes Baruch is Safik Derabanan Lekula. And we said that heter won't be good enough because Efshel Levara. So why is Cheskes Baruch good enough? Cheskes Baruch, you don't have to be Mavar. So what's the Gemara's next question, Lashule? So according to the Rambam, this is not fair. Because the Shulei the Gemara doesn't mean to say you have to ask. The Shulei the Gemara doesn't mean to say you need to be Mavar. The Shulei the Gemara just means to say, look, this question is not a practical question. I mean, because it's never going to come up. Everyone's always going to ask. So what are you dragging me a cup for? Who cares? There's no nafkamina here. Oh, there's a nafkamina in a case where it's less than the shule. But did the Gemara mean to say you have to ask or not? That was the way the Rambam will learn. That's the way the Rambam will learn. That could be an answer to the Maram Chalava. The problem is that if you look in the Maram Chalava, the Maram Chalava says you're mechuyev to mevar. He learns like the Beit David and the Ritva.
So we're stuck.
That was a question we asked yesterday, right? That's what we asked yesterday. How is Bedikah considered to be a beer? Yeah, that's a very good question. Rav David has a whole mahalach in that. So we're going to... I like to suggest the Teretz to say as follows, Rabbi. Here goes. Is the Olam with us, the question? David, you have the question? The Gemara says, Cheskasa Barak or Ein Cheskasa Barak? If it's Ein Cheskasa Barak, the Gemara means to say you're going to have to do something, you're going to have to check. If it's cheskasa barik, you will not have to check. But the Rishonim ask, but if it's ein cheskasa barik, it's still safek derabanan, and the halacha is safek derabanan, the kula, why do I have to check? Says the Gemara, because efshe levar, by checking. That's called efshe levar. So we ask the question. So cheskasa barik also, it's efshe levar. So why will it help if it's cheskasa barik? Whether cheskasa barik or ein cheskasa barik, what should you have to do? Check, because you could be mavar. We said it seems that no, cheskasa barik, you don't have to be mavar. No, you don't have to be mevar. Cheskasa barak, you're good, you have a chazaka. If it's just suffik derabanan lakula, that's weak. Yeah, but chazaka, whoa, it's chazaka, you don't have to be mevar. Okay, great. So if it's cheskasa barak, you don't have to be mevar? Great. Next Gemara says, okay, nishayle. Gemara says, even if it's cheskasa barak, why don't you ask him? What do you mean? I don't have to ask him. It's cheskasa barak. I'm good. I've got chazaka. What do you see from the Gemara? Yeah, but if you could ask him, you have to ask him. What? Why? So says the Rebbe Nadal, because it's Efshe Levure. Yeah, but I thought we said you don't have to be Mavar Cheskasa Barak. That's where we started from. We said only if it's Ein Cheskasa Barak you have to be Mavar. But it's Cheskasa Barak, you don't have to be Mavar. So what's the Gemara saying L'Shule now? So if the Gemara's question is that this is called Efshe Levar, then we're stuck, we're in a big trouble. But if the Gemara's question was just, you know, I don't know, you don't have to be Mavar, but you're gonna know, so what's the... Then we... But the problem is the Ram Chalava learns this Gemara's Shalas Efshe Levar. So we seem to have a pretzel here. I would like to suggest the following thing. I'd like to suggest, similar to what we saw on the Ritva, that the Ritva said, some Chazakas need to be Mavar, some Chazakas don't need to be Mavar. I'd like to suggest, some forms of Verure you have to do, some forms of Verure you don't have to do. Does a chazaka need to be mavar? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If the birur you're trying to do is tell him to do a bedika over again, that no. If the birur you're telling him to do is to ask, that yes. So it's not all birurim are created equal. We said not all chazakas are created equal. Some chazakas, according to the Ritva, need a birur. Some chazakas don't need a birur. Guess what? Some birurs you need to do. Some birurs you don't need to do. Let me explain. Let's look at the Gemara. The Prima Gada makes a beautiful diak in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkimin l'shuule." Says the Gemara, "Less lahai l'shuule." He's not here. La'atruche lahai mai. What does the Gemara mean? La'atruche lahai mai. What's the translation of those words? What? Are we going to bother the Seicher or not? The Gemara means to say, does he have to do a bedika? What says, are we going to bother the Seicher? If it's Cheskasei Baruch, then are we going to bother the Seicher? No. If it's Ein Cheskasei Baruch, are we going to bother the Seicher? Yes. But why does the Gemara say, bother the Seicher? Says the Prima Gadim, Lu Yehei, bedika wasn't a bother. Let's say bedika wasn't a bother. Would we make him do bedika?
Yeah.
Even if cheskasa barak. It's just, we're not going to bother him if it's cheskasa barak. If it's not a bother, we'll make him do it. What would be an example of a way that you could kind of like do a bedika almost, or you could find out, you could check without a bother? Asking. That's the next line of the Gemara. Okay, forget about that. Or the line before. The Gemara is saying, why don't we just ask him? There's no bother over there. Says the Gemara, yeah, but he's not around to ask him. And the Maya Shai, are we going to bother him? In other words, like this. Cheskasai Baduk. You're pretty good. Are we going to bother him to go do a whole new bedika?
No.
No. Are we going to bother him to pick up the phone and call and find out if it's checked? Yes. Buddy, listen. You can find out in a second. You can find out in a second. Just call. Even if you're going to have to do a whole new bedika, oh my goodness. You're going to have to check the whole thing. It's going to take 2 hours. You're going to have to go through the house. Nah, it's cheskasa badak. You're good. It's cheskasa badak. So the Gemara is saying as follows. Everything's going to be a question of percentages. If it's ein cheskasa badak, now he's playing Russian roulette. You could say safik derabanan lakul. I could do that. Not if you have a way of getting out of it. If you have a way, check it. It's a big tircha. Just do it. This is like 50-50 over here. You got no way of knowing. You might end up with chametz in your house. Just check it. It's efshel mekam alamil, so do it. Tircha, do it. It's cheskasa baruk. I'm in a pretty good place. Am I positive? I'm not positive. Maybe I should check again. You want me to check? He doesn't have to check. It's a small chashash, and it's a big tircha. We're not going to make him check. But what about if there's a small chashash and there's a small tircha? What about if all he has to do is pick up the phone and ask him? Go ahead, ask him. Yeah. Then you have to do that. Why? Because you could lamaisa. You could know. You could have more clarity by calling him up on the phone. So therefore, to leshaule he has to do, but livduke that he doesn't have to do.
What if it is a tircha? So he has to walk.
I say, what does it mean? Lesa kamon de lishaule. Lesa kamon means that we have no idea where he is. I got no clue where he is. He disappeared off the face of the map. What does it mean? What? He's not here. He's not kamon. He's not in the city. It could be he's 3 days away, or he's 5 hours away.
City could mean
it could be an hour and a half walk.
And kamon means he's not in front of us. He's not here. Enachanami. It means that it's a tircha. That's exactly what the Gemara means. Lesa kamon de lishule. It's a tircha. You don't have to be matriach. That you don't have to do. I don't have to go like searching for him. You know, I have to like hustling and trying. He's not. If he'd be in front of you, he's right. He's come on. He's right here. The guy's right here. Just ask him. He lives next door. Hello. Did you check? That's it. But if he's not in front of us, I don't have to do it. Ken Zayin, Rabbi Isai. This is Pshat in the Gemara. Okay. And that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, "La atruche la haimai." I'll leave that one. La atruche la haimai. Obviously, this might depend on the pshat we were talking about. What is efshel of ruray? How does efshel of ruray work? This is only going to work with one pshat of efshel, not with the other. L'chayra. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tani Tua. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "I'll bring you a raya." Hakol ne'emonim al bir chametz. I feel an ashim. I feel avadim. I feel ktanim. My time, me'emni. Why are you believing them? Lav mishum. Is it not because the cheskasei baduk? Is it not because of cheskasei baduk? The kasaver hakol chaverim him eitzol b'dikas chametz. The tanya chaver shemes v'nech mugur malei aperis. I feel hein b'nei yoyimam harayim cheskas mesukanim. Is it not because really they're anyway they're what time is it? 1:40. Is it not because anyway it's cheskasa barak, so therefore you don't really need their dibor? My time on mehemni. Why they believe lav mishum the cheskasa barak? Why is the Gemara assuming it's because of cheskasa barak? Maybe they believe because they're believed. What? Nashim are not believed to do B'dikas Chametz?
Nope.
Why not?
Because they don't. And it's
not a mitzvah. Why not? There's a concept called Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. Is your wife believed to serve you food that it's kosher?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why is she believed?
Isn't it sort of... Yeah, it's different.
What?
I believed in the Shechita.
What difference does it make? Mitzvah Isurim. She's the reason she believed because Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim is she believed on the Shechita also. She, maybe she can't shecht, but she's believed on the shechita. She's believed. A woman is believed. Eidach and Naman Bisur includes Ikfilu Nashim.
Did she make a bracha?
She's not saying, she's not doing the bedikah. She's just saying, look at Rashi. Let's get this clear. Rashi says, Nemonim abir chametz leheid ma'arbas or shebadku ba'alav emesh. They're not saying that they did the bedikah. They're just saying that their husband did the bedikah. They're saying their husband did the bedikah yesterday. Are they believed? Are they believed to bring you a piece of cake? Yes. A piece of meat? Yes. Are they believed to tell you that there's no chametz here? Why not?
That's because they made the cake, or they... That's because they made the cake.
No, they don't have to make the case. They don't have to make the cake. Lav dafka they made the cake. Lav dafka they made the cake. Even they didn't make the cake.
You can't say mitzvahs,
no. Right? If they bought cake and they tell you they bought it from a kosher restaurant, you're allowed to believe them. A kosher bakery. So, why would they should not be believed? Women are believed. So there's a big discussion, obviously. There's not a small discussion here. But the Gemara is assuming for some reason they're not Naaman. If they're not Naaman, so then... I mean, they shouldn't be Naaman. So why did it say they are? Must be because it's Cheskas Barak. Okay, but if it's Cheskas Barak, so then you don't need them. Just say, it's Cheskas Barak. What does the Gemara mean? They're believed. what the Gemara means is to say, we don't really believe you, but anyway, it's Cheskas Barak, so we'll pretend like we believe. So what does the Gemara mean? Say, Hakol Naamonim, Afilu Nashim. The Nashim are not believed, we just don't care. We don't need your Naamonis. So it's like...
Not for the beer.
What?
Not for the beer.
What'd you say?
Not for the beer.
What do you mean, not for the beer?
But you're still
going to
have a din of beer if you can.
So that's what Tosis says. This is what we have to see in Tosis. Tosis asks the question. What I asked is Tosis Kasha, the top of Daf Dalam on the base. Tema, my salka daitach diches kaso badak imkein matzorach la amira hani. What do you need the amira for? Klal. Amari, de mairi kikon shabalabayis bi'ir. Avagav diches kaso badak imkein di isa bi'ir. Tzorach lishol amenu. You have to ask him. Lahachi mahani amir dehani. That's what their amir helps for. Deloy sha'alinon. I forgot the guy tells. Yeah, that's what it helps for. It helps that it's enough that will be considered your efshar levar. In other words, even though it's cheskasei baruch, if it's bala be'ir, what's the din? You have to ask him. You can ask them, and they're considered to be that del. This is the Tosfos. Turn for a second, my friends, to the Rosh. And the Rosh sees something very dramatic in this Tosfos. Says the Rosh. The Rosh sees something very dramatic in this Tosfos. In Ois Beis. Umitoich divrei ri mashma. I see from the ri. Afilu iches kasai baduk. Kishayeshno meir tzorach lishaloi. It's in Simon Beis, the middle. Mitoich divrei ri, says the Rosh. I see from Tosfos. I can extrapolate from the Tosfos. Mashma, afilu iches kasei baduk. Even if it's ches kasei baduk, kishayeshno beir tzorach lishaloi. So the Rosh is saying, I have a mefurish, a Tosfos. I mean, a mashma. Mashma means it can be even furish. Mefurish, a Tosfos. Rabbi, why is the Rosh quoting from a Tosfos that you have to ask? You should be quoting from the Gemara. You want to go to the Gemara? Gemara says, Tzarech Lishoyim. Says Akiva, but if the Rosh learns the Gemara, it says the Rambam is pshat in the Gemara. It's not muchach in the Gemara. It's not muchach in the Gemara. It's if you like Rabbeinu David and like the Rizbat's in the Gemara, but like the Rambam is not in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't even bring this. This is like an insignificant fact. This is just the Gemara just trying to figure out like why is this like where's the nafka mina? But this is not really a din. It's not in the Gemara. It's in the Tais mitoch divrei ri mashma. I see it in the ri. I found that I'm a kor that tzorach lishol. Not in the Gemara because you can learn the Gemara like the Rambam. Can't say it's in the Gemara.
There's no kor you have to ask the Baal according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, that's why the Rambam doesn't bring in the halacha. The Rambam never brings it because according to the Rambam, there's no makor.
He doesn't hold mevar or something.
It appears that not. Rabbi, I'd like to leave you with the Devar Torah. Is there a Chumash Vayikra?
Yeah.
Yeah. state at the beginning of this second parasha in Bechukoi Saite Lechu. Yes, it's Moisai Tishmoy Vasisa Moisam says Rashi. What's meant in Bechukoi Saite Lechu? Shatiu Amelim Batoiro. Shatiu Amelim Batoiro. A person should be working in Torah. How does the Gemara in Bechukoi Saite Lechu? If you go in my statutes, where does it say? Rabbi, the pshat is as follows: a person is called a hoilech. Malach is called an oimed. Mitvos is a person hoilech. How does a person move? How does a person grow? How does a person improve? How does a person change? What makes a person that he can have a metamorphosis to become someone else? How can he go places? Says Rashi, Shitu Amelim Batoira. Means Amelus Batoira. A person, you know, he does mitzvahs. Okay, it's nice. It's very nice. But a person wants to become a different person. He needs to be Omel BaTorah. Says, and Rashi doesn't say he has to learn Torah. Omel BaTorah, Amelus BaTorah means hard work. Omel means work. It doesn't say that you learn Torah, learning Torah. It means a person has to mamish get in. It has to be schwitzing in Torah, Amelus BaTorah. Then the Tziv says, there's a halacha. Kol melamed ben chaveiro Torah, ki'ilu yoldoi. You teach your friend's son Torah as if you gave birth to him. Says the Tziv, that's not if you're learning b'kiyus. It's not going to work. You teach him b'kiyus. That's that. It's not about learning Torah. This is about you want to change somebody. You teach someone lomdus, you teach someone ion, you teach someone to be amal batoira. He becomes a different person. You gave birth to this person. Who is this person? All of a sudden, there's this new person over here with a whole new qualities. He's amal batoira. He's he went somewhere. He became something. That happens to a person. He mamish. He gets involved in learning in a way that he becomes someone else. Amal batoira. That's Rabbi Yisrael, what we're trying to do. And the Pasuk tells us, this is what we need. You do that, you get all the bracha. Hard work. That's what we're here for. Adam la'amel yulad. We were put on this world to work hard. Not to sit around and like, you learn b'kiyas. It's important to learn b'kiyas, but a person's not really applying himself. He's not working hard. He's not going to new depths of understanding when he learns b'kiyas. He's just amassing more information. And that's important, don't get me wrong. That's not going to change you. It's going to change a person schwitzes over. We said some hard stuff today. I spent hours on this, my friends. I spent hours on this. So you sat here for 40 minutes and you listened to what I had to say. And then you understand, you don't understand, you ask me questions, you hack me a chinek. Okay, do you schwitz on it? Schwitz on it. Work it out. Figure out. Does it make sense? I have kashas. I didn't get that. I said, why don't we say this? Let's work on it. And then you'll see. You'll become a different person. You'll be zeichet to all the brachas saksus. The same for Torah's mashiach.